Amen. Hallelujah. Sister Chizoba has a message for somebody. Sister Chizoba has a message for somebody.
You don't have to worry. I'm done to be afraid. I tell you now, joy comes in the morning.
Oh, yes.
Trouble may not last for long. There is a friend named Jesus. I tell you, he will wipe your tears away.
Oh, yes. That's a message for somebody.
If your heart is broken, just lift your hands and say, I know that I can make it.
I know that I can stand. Problem.
All I can stand, no matter the storm of fear, no matter the challenge, we die. We pray. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. His eyes, his song, that's valued. And I know you won't change. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. His eyes, his song, that's valued.
Oh, yes.
And I know you are
dead. I don't know your problem of past many years. There was a man that standing before the pool of Bethesda.
That's right.
Jesus woke up to him for 8 years.
Yes.
And said to him, Son of man, today that your faith might set you free. And he said something. He cared for you. He cared for you.
He says, is there anything too hard for me to do? Christ, the solid rock, every other power has sinking sand. I tell you, no matter what is your problem, no matter what is keeping you upset, no matter what is keeping you sleepless night, on Christ the solid rock, I will fail you. That man you put your confidence will fail you. That man Jesus can never change. He's unchangeable that changes anything that seems unchangeable. He's dependable God that depends on no man. The faithful Zupon, His Excellency, Lion of Tribe of Judah, when He roars, all other dogs stand still. All other lions stand still. That's why I say, He cares for you. of now, God the Messiah, the Alpha and the Omega, he that has the final say, he that has the word of life, the bread of life, the Lion of Judah, the fountain of bread of life, he is the Rose of Sharon, the grave that will not hold him captive. He has the grave. Where is your strength? Where is your power? All you dead, where is your strength? All you grave, where is your power? By your side, somebody reach out to the Lord by waving your hands and sing this song. Reach out to the Lord, I'm this passing by. You fight, he's not too busy to hear your heart cry. Jesus is passing by this way. Your need to supply. Reach out unto the Lord as he goes by. Jesus is passing this way. I can feel it touch now. I can feel it both sides passing by my side. Of the Most High God.
Jesus.
I can feel the breeze from heaven.
Yes,
I can feel the breeze from the heaven, from the throne of mercy. See this way. Somebody reach out toward the Lord. Touch him with your cry. You have dwelt enough in this mountain. You have dwelt enough in that problem. Is there anything the Lord cannot do? He said that very day, which is today, that the yoke shall be broken by the sin of anointing. Everything shall be lifted out of your shoulder. Reach out towards the Lord as he is passing by. You will find it not to be to hear your heart cry. Jesus is passing by this moment. Your need to supply. I say reach out unto the Lord as he goes by. Everybody sing now. Jesus.
Is passing by. Just reach out and touch him by faith. That's all. Because he cares. Whatever you are going through, somebody here, he cares. We serve a God that cares. Hallelujah. Hymn number 170. Let's all sing it together. Where will I go seeking a refuge for my soul? Where will I go needing a friend to help me in the end? Where will I go back to the Lord? That's why we are here this night. That's our confession. Let's go, everybody now.
Living below, it is so simple.
Worship sing now. Oh, where could I go?
Where could I go? Oh, where could I go? I rest you for my soul.
Oh, yes.
Need a friend.
Need a friend. So help me in the end.
Where could I go?
Let me hear the sisters. Sisters, where could I go? Let me hear the brothers now. Oh, where could I go? Brothers. Everybody now. Oh, where could I go?
Oh, where could I go?
See,
I left you for my soul. Needing a friend.
Needing a friend. To help me in the end. Hallelujah. Okay, pick your Bibles and remain standing for a very short exhortation before we pray. Open First Peter chapter 5. Some people are looking for a refuge for their soul and they are joining cults. Some people are joining societies. Some people are looking for connection one way or the other. Some people are, they don't know what to do again. They are looking for peace. So they go and drink beer. Take kind. Let me just quench. But let me tell you, Kankai will solve the problem for only a short time. After Kankai will finish, the problem will still be there looking at you. Praise the Lord. There is only one place of refuge. Only one place of refuge, church. You have not made a mistake being a Christian. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 5, let's pick that text, then we'll sit down and read verse 6 and verse 7. My emphasis is actually verse 7, but let me get the complete picture from verse 6. Humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Verse 7 is my emphasis. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. God bless you. Be seated. He cares. Hallelujah. He cares. I receive a lot of phone calls and a lot of text messages, and some of them appear very, very hopeless. The last thing that devil should push you into to believe concerning your estate at any given time is to make you believe that there is no hope. Once Satan can push you to that extent, that is what gives rise to suicide. people committing suicide because they feel that there is no hope. There is what is life again? What is life all about? What is existence for? And that's a lie of the devil, because there is a hope for the believer. There is no problem without solution. And today here, for every problem that follows anybody here that has a beginning, which day is the end? Amen. When I stand to preach, I am not re-echoing something I heard from somewhere. I am not just a witness. I am a true witness. I have come to know that this God we are serving is real. I don't know how many people have confirmed it with me here tonight. The last thing that should come to your mind when you have any problem is to think that there is no hope. Because you look left, you look right, you look forward, you look back. No way out. Tell your neighbor, God will make a way where there seems to be no way. Say very loud.
He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for you. He will be your guide.
Oh yes.
Only close to you he can.
Oh, we love and strength for each new day. He will make a way. Oh yes.
He will make a way.
That's why the songwriter in one of our favorite hymns in this ministry, he says, once sat alone beside the highway begging. His eyes were blind. The light he could not see. He clutched his rags, maybe under a bridge somewhere. Hallelujah. And shivered in the shadows. Then Jesus came and bade his darkness flee. One man was by the poolside for 38 years. How old is your own problem? How old is your own problem? Another woman with the issue of blood had her own for how many years? 12 years. Bleeding, losing life. 12 years. 12 years. I've seen the same kind of case here. Where the sister was telling me, said, sir, as I'm standing with you now, I am on pads. Because I don't know, this thing embarrasses me. Not even married though. We saw another man that came here one day, some few weeks back. He was, I don't know how to call that his own. He came here, that man is to be getting close to 40 years. He said, Pastor, as I'm sitting in your office now, I am wrapped up with pads. Hallelujah. Wrapped up with pads. What do you call it? Pampers. Sorry, pampers. Uh-huh. She said, Pastor, imagine me. I don't know even how to put my baby pampers. Now, I have learned to wear pampers. He said, as I'm sitting now, I'm here with my pampers. Ah, but when Jesus comes, that tempter's pad is no good.
When Jesus comes, all tears are wiped away. He takes the gloom and fills the land with glory. For all is changed when Jesus comes to
play. One sat alone
beside the highway begging. His eyes were blind, the light he could not see. He touched his rags and shivered in the shadow. When Jesus came and buried his darkness.
Hallelujah!
And he has come. The temple power is broken.
Yes.
And Jesus come. All tears are wiped away. There's a gloom until the Lamb with glory. For all is changed, and He has come to
praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I know when the Lord ministered to me this afternoon that I should tell them He cares. I know there is somebody that may be here, may be coming here today, that may be feeling hopeless, dejected, for whatever reason. I don't know. He didn't tell me anything more than that. But I know somebody here needs Jesus on the scene. Hallelujah. Whoever it is, today is the end of that matter. I said today is the end of that matter. Every one of these that we see, the 38 years by the pool of Bethesda, 12 years issue of blood, I told about that young woman, and I told you also about the man that came. Every one of them, when they met with the Lord, the situation changed. I think the man came, is it a week later? Is it the wife? The same week? Okay. Okay, we prayed for him on Tuesday, and on Friday, they came to testify. That nonsense that kept them from hospital to hospital, everywhere, no solution, God took it away. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Is there anything too hard for God to do? Before you answer, you have to know who God is first. He's not a man that can be limited. He's not a human being. And He does not handle matters like human beings handle. Anytime I meet a serious case, I get very excited. Because if I have to pray for you over a case that I know if you take some drugs, it will go. You know, those of you who have come to me for prayers before. If you come to me and say, they say typhoid. I say, go and take typhoid drugs. Get medicine for them now. Don't disturb us to pray. That day I have this one. I say, have you gone to the hospital? I will always ask. If you have not gone to the hospital, I will even advise you, why not go to the hospital? Because where I want God to step into is the area that doctors say they cannot handle. Amen. That is where we come in. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because we walk by faith, not by sight. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7 says so. We walk by faith and not by sight. Anytime you look at your situation, if you turn and you look at your situation, the same way Saul and the army of Israel looked at Goliath, that is how you will be looking at your problem. You will look at the size of the problem. And you look at testimonies of what that problem has done to others. And then you begin, before you know what, before the problem will kill you, you will even die before it kill you. No hope. Especially if you go to the Western world. Oyibo will tell you, look, go and prepare. There's no hope for you. Just have 3 weeks, and you'll die. And they say it without apology. In fact, to them, they are helping you by telling you that. Don't bother yourself. Before you, 3 months, You can't live beyond that. But I know of a woman that came from Italy here. She was given 3 months to live. You remember her? Thank you. 3 months to live. And all she came back to Nigeria to do was, since I am going to die with cancer somewhere in the neck, since I'm going to have to die, let me cuckoo make it right with God. So that when I die, at least I'll be with Jesus. That was why she flew here, because she met a church member, a friend of hers who came to Nigeria, and God changed her. Changed a smoker. She was a smoker. Raw life. Went back and I said, what happened? Say, I went to Nigeria and met God. My life don't change. He said, that God you met, let me go and settle with him. She called me from Italy. She flew down here. And all she came, she did not call for prayers. She did not call for prayers so that cancer will go. She came to make it right with God. That was the day this scripture began to be meaningful to me. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Other things will follow. She came on a Tuesday, confessed the Lord Jesus Christ, went for water baptism. As she entered the water and came out, she discovered that thing on the neck disappeared. Hey! He cared for you. Say to somebody,
he cared for you. To the sunshine or shadow, he cared for you.
He cares. More than you know, he cares. More than you know, he cares. He cares. When one day one young girl came and stood before me at the altar after service, and I asked, what's your problem? And she looked at me, she whispered, I said, Pastor, HIV, AIDS. Amen. And of course, I mean AIDS, that is, don't pass HIV. The color, the hair don't plug, they go. What do you call it? Saliva from her mouth. Her child had died of HIV. The husband died of HIV, AIDS. She was next to go. Well, somehow, like that man with the pool of Bethesda, she came here. She came to Brother Assembly Church. Now, let me quickly tell you. Amen. Because when we preach, look as if we're advertising our church. I did not come here to advertise Brother Assembly. I am a marketer of Jesus Christ. There's power in that name. There's power. That man has solution to every problem. Every problem. Every problem. Amen. He chose to meet her here. It does not mean that we are more powerful than anywhere, than this place special. He would have met her anywhere else. The important thing was, I told her, I said, don't worry, God will heal you. And of course, she answered me. She must have heard that several times. She said, I immediately thought, how will I make this young girl, this woman, have faith now? And as God will arrange it. I looked at the back. A sister was sweeping the church because service had closed. And I remember I called her. That one too had the same testimony. I can't forget that testimony. She too, she came. One day on a Tuesday service like this, after everybody had closed, I was just going around for something and met a woman sitting at the corner and was crying. And I said, sister, why are you crying? It was on Tuesday. And she said, this is her problem. She just came back from burying her husband who died of HIV. She just reached home, her junior brother that is living with her run mad. And now, again, she herself, she has HIV. So she's crying, why has God forsaken her? Well, I told her, don't worry, we are close. Come to our Friday vigil. She said somebody directed her there that day. That day, the young man that they brought that was mad was healed. Praise the Lord. So she had faith. Anyway, she came to the church. The floor then was, it was not flawed. That was before we moved here, Pastor Thomas. The church then was not flawed. So it was full of dust. We just moved and made that a makeshift something. I was at the altar that night, Friday night. And then I heard a voice of the Lord that spoke to me, said, let everybody sit down on the floor. Somebody remember that? Old people, you remember that? He said, I heard the voice. He said, everyone that sits down and prays, he said, no prayer, no problem that sat with them will stand up with them. So I stopped them. I said, please, so now here I hear them. See all this dust here. For the bottle of dust, they say we should sit down. Now what I hear? I tried to let them know that it was not my idea. It's the voice of the Lord. Of course, you know, some people are full of faith. Before I finish talking, some people don't sit down. We had the whole vigil sitting down on dust. After service, we close. As usual then, in the morning, it was my habit of standing after I close. I will stand because some people who are not able to see me, if they are on, the one who will feel handle here, no. So, I normally wait for altar. Yes, you, waiting be your own. Yes, waiting be your own. But no, we handle the one who will feel handle. If now one small demon, we go just drive and come out. You go, you are free. If now one small pain, we go touch him, the pain go go. If now one way big pass me, I go say, wait, come, so day. And then, that lady came. I said, yes, you. He said, she's the one I saw on Tuesday with the HIV. I said, oh, did you sit down? She said, yes. Did you pray concerning this problem? He said, yes. I said, I want to use you to confirm the voice that spoke to me. Go and test. Tuesday. Hallelujah. On Wednesday, she ran to the church. We are having evening service. Bible study. Ran pastor with three different tests from three different locations. Negative. He cares. He cares. We serve a God that answers prayers. That God will answer somebody's prayer today. And that was the sister that was now sweeping. In that particular sister that was dry like anything, 3 months after, she was checking her weight. She was blowing up. She had to make effort to check her weight. Of course, I think less than 1 year after, one guy came from abroad and they wedded. Better husband, better one for that matter. Anyway, she was there sweeping and I call her name and say, sister, come. She came, I said, tell this sister your testimony. She just opened and said, now HIV, what are you? I say, my pikin died, my husband died, this one died. Now here I come, now God heal me. And I could see this other sister, now her eyes began to brighten. So there is hope. There is hope. Tell your neighbor there is hope. Tell your neighbor now there is hope. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The songwriter says, I care not today what tomorrow may bring. In shadow or sunshine or rain.
Thy Lord I know rules over everything, and all of my worry is there.
Hallelujah, I am living by faith.
Oh, in Jesus above.
Oh,
trusting, confiding in His great love.
Oh,
from all I'm saying, in shattering now, I'm living by faith.
Oh,
I
living by faith, I fear no harm. He cares. He cares. I have confirmed that God can repackage you again. This water, hormonal drug, in the name of Jesus. I declare this water, the medicine of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus Christ. Be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Psalm 55. This is the way the psalmist put it. Psalm number 55, one verse there. Verse 22. This is the way he put it. He said, cast thy burden upon the Lord. When you do that, what will happen? He shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. If you believe the word, then let me hear you say amen to that. I'll read it again. Cast thy burden upon the Lord. That's why we are here. That's what prayer meeting is all about. When you do that, he said, and he shall sustain thee. You won't fall, you won't die. No matter what it is, he shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. It's a blessed assurance we have. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I have seen God repackage somebody's life. I have seen it several times. I have seen it. And always remember that when God wants to take the glory over your life, He will let you get to a stage that looks hopeless. If you still have small hope somewhere, depending on any brother that you are hoping on, He go wait until that brother disappoints you. If you still have any hope of some connection somewhere, some strength somewhere that you are still looking up to, still, you are looking up to that, and one eye is you are hoping on the Lord, God will not share His glory with anyone. And when He wants to do it, He will do it in a way that you yourself, you will know, this is not man, this is God. You will know, only God can do this. So maybe your problem is waiting to that stage. Everybody will be laughing at you.
Everybody will say all manner of things. The more antagonists you have, the more bad-mouthed people putting their bad mouth on you, the better your testimony is about to appear. Hallelujah. Remember, amen, the darkest hour of the night. Immediately after the darkest hour of the night, light will begin to shine. I hope you know that. So also it is. Praise the Lord. Weeping may endure for, but what happens in the morning? Joy cometh in the morning. There is always an evening and a morning. And for every evening, every darkness in your life, always know that after darkness there is a light. No matter what problem you are suffering now, always know, no problem is forever. The tougher it gets, the better your testimony. Somebody who has not given testimony before, God is preparing you for a testimony. It is not easy to go through the wilderness. But I'm telling you, at the end of the wilderness, there's a promised land. And when you get to your promised land, nothing can move you. Nothing moves you. No matter what. Praise the Lord. I stood here on a Tuesday, and I was saying, after blessing the water for the people to drink for healing, and I made a statement. I said, some of you, after drinking that water, that pain is going to increase. I said, the last thing you should do is to begin to think that the problem is not gone. You say, oh, so this problem has increased. When you do that, remember, when two of you agree over a matter, it is settled. Once you agree with that pain, that, oh, so even me, even this Tuesday Shiloh that I came, still, other people testify, me, I cannot testify. Imagine, me, I drink my own water, the pain can increase. So my condition will remain like this. Satan will be the second person to agree with you. Say, if Satan will say, amen, on us, so it will remain. Oh, yes. That's why the songwriter says, let the weak say what? And let the poor say what? Never you accept any negativity. Say what God says concerning you. Heaven will say amen to it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And that woman gave her testimony. She called me. She was following online, following through the television, the broadcast. She said she drank. They had a child that was terrible, was sick for a number of days. She called me to tell me. Then she blessed the water that was blessed. She used her own and gave it to the boy to drink. She said shortly after, the boy started, you know, crying. The pain increased more than ever before. And the father was confused. Which kind of thing did they were confused? She said suddenly she remembered what I spoke. And she told her husband, remember, Pastor Moses said this, that after drinking this water, that the pain will increase. That is the healing process going on. And they all agreed. He said, after some time, after the boy cry, it just stopped. Pam. And that was the end of the problem. Somebody here, your crying will stop today. I say your crying will stop today. Your weeping will stop today. In the name of Jesus Christ. He cares. He cares. That's my exhortation topic. I'm here to tell you that he cares. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But he will care only if you yourself too, you care. Oh, that's the interesting thing. If you care for him, he will care for you. That's the difficult aspect. This is the way the psalmist put it. A proverb. Let's read Psalm 37, verse 4. Psalm 37, verse 4. This is the way he put it. He said, delight thyself also in the Lord. Delight. Delight yourself in the Lord. And what will he do? And he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. That's a precondition. One thing with our God is before any, because you can receive anything from him, there is always a condition. If you fulfill that condition, nothing will stop you receiving from him. And if you don't fulfill that condition, you will continue to wait and wait and wait and wait. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Verse 5. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospered in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Verse 9. For evil doers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Hey! Praise the Lord. Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3. Verse 5. 6, 7, 8. Verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. God wants us totally to depend on him as his children. Totally to depend on him as his children. I told you the other time something I learned from a sister of ours who has all the connection, can talk to anybody in Nigeria by a phone call. But you know what? I learned it from her. She didn't know. I was learning that from her. You know, we learn from one another every day. And she's supposed to talk to some big man that at phone call, the person will even be happy that she called him. But before she called him to tell him, to ask him for a favor, she will wait and go and start praying. And start praying, Lord, I want to talk to this man. The heart of a king is in your hand. I know, Lord, grant me favor before him. But she knows. Naturally speaking, that person will be glad to hear from her that she even called him. But she has learned never to trust in her own understanding. Never to lean on her own connections. When one day she told me, she said, he must act now. Because I pray well before I call him. I said, huh? I said, you pray? He said, ah. Before I do anything, I will pray. She didn't know she was preaching to me. Oh yes. Have you never seen same father, same mother with you? You see him in a position to help you, and he does not help you. Eh? Do you also remember? Also, can you also remember that you have always believed that since he's your brother, he must help you? So you never ever remember to pray before going to ask brother. Because you don't pray before going, God will tell you, okay, go now. Lean not unto your own understanding. Amen. Sister, no matter how much, if you need anything from your husband, before you ask him, pray. Use 1 minute and ask the Lord, Lord, give me his heart. Let him become a mumu for me, Lord. Yes, now. Because Satan is out to frustrate Christians. What unbelievers get in Yafu Yafu, he will make sure you sweat before you get half of it. And if you don't know this, then you are true to a mumu Christian. That's the truth. Always know, I'm talking to true believers. We have an enemy that is out to say, you will go to heaven, but before you go to this heaven, I'll make it rough for you here. Some people are wondering why will you be having vigil every Friday? You should be happy that God has linked you to a place where you can come and spend a night once in a week. I'm telling you. And we don't come here to joke. We come here to pray. And nobody come before God's presence less long before him that remains the same. I lie. That's why we say we are untouchable. Tell your neighbor, you're untouchable. Tell him. And watch it. Watch it. If it is some social gathering, you're going anywhere, no problem. But if it is vigil, something that will help you spiritually, come and see the battle you battle. That day you will remember that you are tired. From morning till now, I never rest. Make I go sleep. That is the time headache will start. That is the time something will happen. To make it look as if, you know, what's the need to go? Some, I understand that some people were coming at the bus stop. Some people robbed them there while they are coming for vigil. Then Satan will minister to them, you see, to say you should not go to your house, therefore no rob you. Amen. That's all he wants to achieve. Amen. Amen. Proverbs chapter 3, where I was reading. Amen. In all thy ways, verse 6, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. He said, be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. When you do that, it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. That is, it will bring peace to your life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you care for him, he will care for you. Verse 9. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thy increase. Then, what will happen? So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presence shall burst out with new wine. If you care for him, he will care for you. When I say care for him, it's to acknowledge him. It's just to acknowledge him. After I became a Christian, the first vision I ever had, and that was late 1989. And then, I'll never forget that. I was just sitting down, and then I saw like this advert, you know, Matthew chapter 8, and it was passing, Matthew chapter 8, and it was passing like this. And when the thing came, I said, what is Matthew chapter 8? What thing is this? I had not seen a vision before. What thing is this? I picked the Bible and then began to read Matthew chapter 8. Let's read it. And I discovered Matthew chapter 8, all the stories that are there. Jesus Christ stepping into a matter. The first one is from verse 1 to 3, chapter 8. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him, and behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. One prayer point, and it was no long prayer point, and he was not speaking in tongue. He went straight to his problem And a leper, you know what it is? During the time of the law in Israel, he lives in isolation. He does not live with other people. He lives outside the town, in a distant place, because it was abomination to even come near them. Leprosy. But they had a man. Amen. That was a friend of everybody. He was not like the Pharisees and Sadducees. No. A woman came to me that she has HIV. And I was excited because I knew God was going to heal her. And I am not advertising that if you have HIV, come to me. I am telling you about Jesus, who takes away every problem. And I told you that I am a true witness. If I have not experienced that he heals, I will not be preaching divine healing. And then, I just remember that. And so I asked her, where are you coming from? She mentioned one of the big churches. And I said, has your bishop prayed for you? He said he came one day when the prayer line, we made the prayer line. And then he was laying. I said, when he came to me, he asked me, what's your problem? And I told him it's HIV. He said, he jumped back. Oh! Why didn't you go to the hospital? Come on, go to the hospital. Go and meet doctor. Next, yes, you. And then he was laying. But Jesus was not like that. So that leper. Amen. Bishop is afraid of HIV. Bishop is afraid of HIV. But if you had told the bishop, say, I have a contract for $24 million and I just want you to bless it. He said, oh my, but wait for me in the office. I was praying for a young woman that had tuberculosis, TB. And I lay a hand with my eyes closed and I was rebuking that spirit. Then she started coughing and the thing fell in my mouth. I cleaned it and I got angry. I said, Satan, you are a liar. Amen. I did not stand here by my power. I come by the merit of the blood of Jesus Christ. I have come to cast you out because I am commissioned to do that. You want to scare me that I will catch TB? I can't catch any sickness on my line of duty. Hallelujah. I cannot catch any sickness on my line of duty. Lie, lie. And I got angry. And if I wanted to pray for only 10 minutes for that young girl, I spent not only that, I kept praying until the thing disappeared. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Jesus never discriminated. And the leper came. If you care for him, if you say nothing, you despise anything that will stop you. Blind Bartimaeus was like that. Zacchaeus' height did not prevent him. If there are too many, I will climb a tree. I must see this Jesus. Amen. And he cares. Any effort you make to see him, he will take notice of it. Any effort you make to see him, he will take notice of him. Just make any effort. Any effort. That is why people fast. You have a problem, but you want to do something that will call his attention. Do something that will make him know that, look, now you are the dependent. No. If you do that, he will take notice of it. I said, multitude were there shouting, and maybe I don't know whatever they were shouting there. Look, blind Bartimaeus was shouting. Jesus He had no other revelation of who he is than the Son of David. Whoever you know him, if it is scriptural, he will manifest. Amen. Thou Son of David. He said, have mercy on me. That's all. That was all his prayer. Look, they told him, shut up. Don't let anybody stop you from doing anything to call the attention of God to your problem. They don't feel what you feel. So they can't understand why you are behaving the way you are behaving. Every day, church. Every day, church. Every day, morning, church. Evening, church. VG, Friday. Wednesday, again, VG. What happened? Huh? I don't like this. Now lie. Now Satan, they talk. They try to stop blind Bartimaeus. Did they succeed? The Bible says he shouted even louder. Tell them, oh, now only twice, VG. Now they worry you. I go add the third day inside. Hallelujah. You know you have miserable comforters everywhere. See, this thing you are doing every time, fasting. It's not fasting, it's grace. When you see anybody preaching like that to you, that means that thing you are doing, there is result in it. What will be your problem? I say, make you join me fast. If I die fast, leave me now, I go die. What will be your problem? I dey complain to you. Why are you worried that I'm always fasting? Can't you see Satan at work? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Once you are doing anything spiritual, and somebody, and it may be another so-called spiritual brother or sister in your own church, that may be giving you that type of advice. Run away from that person. Your testimony is about to manifest. Satan is pushing them to stop the thing you are doing that will bring that testimony. Always, especially when you are fasting, they'll be getting angry. What's your problem now? If you say they chop too much, now you should worry. Say they chop your food. Now I know it, and you are getting angry. Say I know they chop. Praise the Lord. Tell your neighbor, leave me alone. Tell her, leave me alone. Tell her, not carry your hala, come near me. Tell your neighbor, I must possess my possession. Say it again, I must possess my possession. My Father and my God, you own my last breath. You have the final say over my life. That's why I must worship you, Papa. I must worship you because before the foundation of the world, you put my name in the book of life. I must worship you for the sacrifice you offered for me, Lord. To worship.
Because you love me so.
Hallelujah. Verse 2, and behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou will, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him. Hallelujah. What did he say? I will. Be thou clean. So it's not how long you pray. It's you just acknowledging that your healing can come from him. Not just can, will come from him. Praise the Lord. Another one again from verse 5. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, paralyzed, grievously tormented. Amen. And always note, the centurion there was a Roman commander. He was not a Jew. But he acknowledged something that was happening among the Jews. That's all God wants to see. That's the reason why, even in a ministry like this, you see people who I have seen, I was at the altar and I saw a prostitute. I was at the altar and the Lord gave me a revelation. A prostitute was in our midst. Rachel, you remember that person very well. And I said, there is a prostitute here. I said, let that person see me after service. The woman, young girl, came to my office that she was the one. Amen. Now, look, this woman told me, the girl told me, praise the Lord. She said, she left the hotel room to come to church. Now, watch it. First and foremost, she knew what she was doing was bad. Amen. And she knew she needed help. She did not qualify to go before God's presence. But she did not allow that to condemn her. She still acknowledged God. Other prostitutes will come. And because she came, God took note of her. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Another time, a sister came to me. He said, Pastor, I want to tell you my testimony. What is it? She said, she's from Akwa Ibom. He said, her people in Akwa Ibom thought she's in Lagos working somewhere. She was sending money to them. But she hired a hotel room with other prostitutes. And she was there for years. But what happened is, amen, this God, he cares. He said, but she knew that she should not be doing that. She said, on Sunday, she will go to church. He said, when she come back from church, other prostitutes will be laughing at her. Where did they come from? Church. You saw you go to church. So you go to church, you can't come back. You call the door and shower. Then they get bad mouth. Them. Prostitutes, they get bad mouth. Have you brothers? Praise the Lord. Some of them acknowledge God, even in their iniquity. There are some of them that put sticker by the bedside. Jesus is the unseen guest in this, the silent listener to every conversation. They post it by the bedside. Abi, who has ever seen it? You don't want to confess now. Praise the Lord. And that's why that some of you will go and read. You know, the woman put it there to condemn everyone. When they go to church, see, they go meet prostitutes. While you are negotiating, he put signboard there. Jesus is there, they hear you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a songwriter that said there is an something, there's an eye. What had he put it? There is an something watching you.
Unseen
watching
eye.
There's an unseen eye that is watching you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, that prostitute, as I was saying, because I just learned something from there to let you know that every action you do, God takes notice of it. When you need help, when you want him to, you know, to intervene in your matter. And this woman told me that she was going from church to church. She said she needed a church that would say something that would, you know, hit her. But this one, she goes, nothing, she will come back. Nothing, she will come back. He said one day, I don't know how she said she found Bread Assembly Church. She came. She came and had something. And she said, this is what I want to hear. She took a decision, but there was comma. Where will I move to? Where will I move to? Praise the Lord. This was between she and God. She didn't know anybody. Nobody knew what job she was doing. And she said, she went back to the, what do you call it? To the hotel room. They were laughing at her as usual. But that evening, a customer came. And when the customer came, and they were negotiating, the customer suddenly stopped and said, but why are you doing this job? And she told him her story. Her parents don't even know she's here now. She doesn't like what she's doing, but she has nowhere to go. And the customer turned and looked at her, will you marry me? That night moved her from there to his house. By the time she was confessing to me, she already had her own child. They were married with that man. He cares. She did not allow her condition to stop her from going to church. But deep inside of her, she was hoping for deliverance one day. God saw her heart desire, saw her sincerity, and decided to end the matter. Somebody, your matter will end today. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Matthew chapter 8, where I was reading. Verse 7. And Jesus said unto him, remember, his prayer point is verse 6. And saying, this is the prayer point. Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the past, grievously tormented. I don't know what prayer point you're going to give the Lord tonight. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. I will come and heal him. Once you acknowledge him, he responds. Once you acknowledge him, he responds. He responds. In verse 14, another one. These were the scriptures the Lord was showing me in 1989. Verse 14. And when Jesus was coming to Peter's house, first, he was allowed into the house. If you allow Jesus into your house, every problem in that house will be solved. I'm telling you, that is the truth. This is what I learned from that place. Verse 14. And when Jesus was coming to Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother low and sick of a fever. Peter did not say, heal my mother-in-law. He didn't even pray. The fact that he was invited, allowed, received into that house, he touched her hand and the fever left her. And she arose and ministered unto them. Praise the Lord. Oh, my husband is useless. Oh, my wife is useless. Oh, my children are useless. Amen. The solution is very simple. Invite Jesus to your home. Invite Jesus to your home. Shekinah. So, how am I to invite him? How am I to invite him? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You don't know how to invite somebody to your house? You don't know how to invite me to your house? Eh? Pastor, I want you to come to my house. Pastor, I want you to come to my house. Finish. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Eh? There's a church recently that invited me to come. I came kept disturbing me that I should come and minister to them. But unfortunately, I could not go. I said, Pastor Thomas should go. And in the morning on Sunday, I said, I'm sorry. I will not be able to come. I gave him the reason. I said, but Pastor Thomas will be coming. Amen. Now, why? They have known. Every little church that is a small church that invite me anywhere I go, and they know it. They know themselves. They know it. When I go there, all like other pastors that go and task them, raise this offering for the visiting man of God. Raise this one. When I go, I'll just sit down and I'll just look at the need of the church. Amen. I'll just look at the need of the church. If they don't have instruments, I'll just call the pastor, meet me so day, I am buying you instruments. Right away, there's no this thing. If I go and the church is not well made, I will call the pastor, get a carpenter that will cost and let me know how much. I went somewhere, another church, in Kwara State. I went Prophet Sunday also. And they just built the church. The floor, it was not yet flawed. At least a capacity of up to about 500 people or so. And then when I got there, there were struggling people there in the town. And I came and I called the pastor. I said, get the people concerned. I'm going to tile the whole church. He said, hey. I said, just let them tell me. When I got to Lagos, he forwarded the cost to me. I sent the money to him. When they finished it, they snapped the pictures, they sent it to me. Praise the Lord. And I believe that is how other pastors should do to smaller pastors, bigger pastors, you know what I mean? When I say big, big in size. We should not go and be troubling people. Eh? Praise the Lord. Uche. Pastor Uche. Where is Pastor Uche? From Germany. A small church in Germany here. You invited me to come to Germany last year. Did you send me ticket?
No, sir.
I buy my ticket to go, I buy my ticket to come back. Praise the Lord. And they are telling me to come again. Because it's no cost or anything.
You will come now, don't worry.
Eh?
You will come, sir.
I will come, eh?
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I disagree with a statement I had. Praise the Lord. They teach the Pentecostals and all of them practice it, and I think it is wrong. They said it was, there are some scriptures they quote. It was Melchizedek, Abraham, that gave tithes to Melchizedek. Now, they said the lesser one is the one that ministers to the greater one. Do you understand? So all these small pastors, small churches, they are busy collecting offerings and then making tithes and gifts to the bigger churches because of that teaching. It's wrong. My Bible tells me, praise the Lord. Let's read it. Somewhere in Proverbs. I will get the scripture. It's in Proverbs. Praise the Lord. Chapter 22. Proverbs chapter 22. This is the way he put it. Verse 16. He that oppresseth the poor to increase his riches, and he that giveth to the rich shall surely come to want. He that giveth to the rich. Somebody is already rich, and you are busy giving to him. You will come to want. There is no blessing in it. Blessing comes from you giving to the needy. Blessings come from giving to the needy. Not to go and say smaller churches, the lesser one, there's a way they put it. It's the one that gives to the greater. Therefore, they take, and somebody will argue with me and say it works. Yes, now if you go and meet Babalawo in a situation and they give you solution, you know they work. But that is contrary to the principles of God. It's wrong. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Invite Jesus to your home. Two people in the Bible, Lazarus and Abraham. Why is it that God, really, Gehazi said, come, since when they come, we never hear the cry of anybody for this house. So Bill said, they don't get children. He said, hey, call her. Oh my. Today, somebody's file will be open in heaven. I said, today, your matter will be revealed in heaven. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh yes. Praise the Lord. And recently, I think about a week or 2 weeks ago, and a sister came to my office. She needed a prayer. She said, she reminded me that she came to my office. She's among those supporting the television program. Well, I don't remember it happened, but she was reminding me. And she said she came one day to pay her monthly support. And she said, when she left my office, she was going. And I said, that sister going, call her back. And she came back. And I told her, she said, I asked her, is anything you believe in God for? And she said, she was looking at me, I was in a hurry, and I told her that the Lord is visiting you. There is something good coming your way. She was reminded, so maybe after she came, paid the money, and she was going, maybe there's a revelation that I got for her. And she said she left. And she said, it is this Shunammite woman that's making me remember that. And she said that she left. What she had in her mind, now marriage. And then she said when she got to her office, shortly after that, she said that the person she was working with in that department, the head of that department, was removed. And now they were now telling her that she should come and take over that office. And she said no, she didn't want it. And they were forcing her, no, you must take it. And some people came to her, place where people they beg, they bribe to be there. Why are you refusing? She said, she don't want the wahala of that place. And they call her and they mandate, they said, compulsory, you must take that office. She said, it was then she remembered, oh, pastor told me something good is coming. Oh, this is that she was thinking her husband, they come. Somebody here say, your blessing will begin to pursue you. You believe after living here today, your blessing will pursue you. Stand up and shout that amen. Oh, you don't understand. I say, as you are living here today, blessing will begin to pursue you. Say amen if you are the one. He cares. He cares. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The disciples were in a storm and they thought that they had finished. Jesus was there sleeping. Careth thou not that we perish, Jesus? Amen. And he rebuked them for their, you know, why are you so fearful? Why are you so fearful? And he turned and looked at the storm and rebuked it. Today, every storm in your life, the Lord will rebuke you today. Whether that storm is in your finances, in your marriage, that storm is in any area of your business, anywhere, today it shall be still in the name of Jesus. Whoever it is, there is a storm around you. He told me this afternoon to speak to them that he cares. Father, confirm to their testimonies today that you care in the name of Jesus Christ. But that is if you care for him. We care for him, he cares for you too. He never will forget you. He can't forget you. He said, woman, is it possible for a woman to forget a suckling child? It's possible now. Then they born and throw it. But he can never forget Israel. He that watches over Israel neither sleeps nor slumber. If I give you one or two examples for people who thought, or we reading the story, we think that God has forgotten them. Yet, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the three Hebrew children, they told Nebuchadnezzar, even if our God will not save us, even if he will not save us. Ha! That is somebody who has taken a stand. Even if our God will not save us, we will not bow to your image. And they heated the fire 7 times. Because you have decided to follow this rugged path of Christianity, Satan has increased the problems around you. And it looks as if God has forgotten you. You must come to a stand with him and say, even if he does not save me, yet I will serve him. And God allowed them to see the fire. And God allowed them to be thrown. Until they close their eyes, hey, we don't finish. Oh! But you can't finish. Amen. God turned fire that was heated up 7 times. The people that went to throw them inside, for everybody to know that it is real fire, the heat of that fire alone killed them. And the people that they were, the fire was meant for. Oh, Jesus. Hey! 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 Praise the Lord. Those who have set traps for you, they will fall into that same trap. Those who have turned you to slaves, they will become your slaves. Those who have dug pitches for you, they will fall into those same pitches. Hey! God allow everybody to confirm that it is real fire. But as they threw them inside that fire, it became air conditioned. Oh, clap your hand for Jesus Christ, somebody. Oh, yes. He cares. He cares for us. He cares. Unknown to them, at the fire, at the bottom of the fire, the Lord was waiting there. Daniel, the same thing. Amen. The same thing, Daniel. He saw the lions. They made the lion to be very hungry first. Amen. But he stopped the mouth of a lion. But he allowed Daniel to be dropped inside. It will look as if you are finished. I don't know how many of you have ever come under such situation where you would think that the problem that is around you, you are finished. Then when it is over, it will be like a dream. Huh? Come, how did I survive this thing? How many people have experienced that? Oh, yes, it's a common thing. Then after that, you will be laughing at yourself. So all this time I want to kill myself. Because you won't even know how the thing finished. See all the debts that I owe before. All of a sudden, they know they call you again. Eh? All of a sudden, they said they won't come collect your property. All of a sudden. This is why I won't commit suicide. Eh? Then you begin to be ashamed of yourself. For being faithless. I have faced those situations in the past. I have faced those situations in the past. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When I could not afford 20,000 naira. I was owing somebody 550,000 naira. Eh? You know the person. And, Pastor Thomas. Praise the Lord. And the person took me to the police. This is years back, some years back. The ministry just started. This ministry just started. And the police were yapping me, all these fake pastors. The man wrote there that all manner of lies. You know, they will tell them how to write it so that police will harass me well, well. Amen. And I have never been reduced to that level where it is, you know, that kind of humiliation. I have been to the prison, but in a more dignified way than what I was facing in the police station. And then they were harassing me. And I was trying to shout back at them. Lock me up. I discovered that they don't plan already. Lock him up and do whatever they want to do. And when they mean to finish you, they know what to do. Especially when they are hired to do it. And somehow, I got in touch with my wife, my phone. And she quickly ran to the Air Force base to tell them that I had been arrested. Well, I'm now out of the Air Force, but we are colleagues. When they had it, they sent a wing commander there. When he came, they said they were looking for me. They did it like this, and they disappeared so that I would sleep there. And I slept there. In a cell. And I was imagining, look at me in this estate. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So they told the wing commander at the beginning that I should come back the next day. Then the next day he came and went to the AIG to tell them that they have locked one of their officers here, and the man ordered my release. And when I got back home, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I was in that estate, and I still went to the man that did that. I said, I know I'm owing you. Whatever you are doing, you believe I will not pay your money. So, even being dirty as it is, you decided to do that. Let me assure you, I will pay you your money. Praise the Lord. Why I'm telling the testimony is, few weeks after that, the brother called me. The young man called me and apologized. And said he has written up, please, I should not pay him the money. That is how the storm was still. If my testimony is true, anybody here, you are owing someone and they are troubling your life, from today they will call you and write off that debt in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I think Pastor Thomas, you are the one that came for the bail. You came to bail me because the officer was not allowed to bail me. So say who will come. Pastor Thomas came to bail me. So I'm telling you a true story. Praise the Lord. I have entered a very serious situation that I thought I would die. Even as an unbeliever, but God in his predestined for that purpose in my life, he was still guiding me. The day my job ended in the Air Force, I was arrested. That morning, I was arrested over whatever they said happened. And I was imagining me, a popular man like me, a famous officer like me. Oh. So this is how my life was rubbished. My car, I drove to the office. My pistol was there. So I kept telling the Air Force police, I said, please, I want to pick something from the car. What I was trying to go and do is get the pistol and blow up my head. I should rather die than face the humiliation. The whole world will hear that this is what has happened to Aluko. And I was going, they say, Oga, tell us where they will pick it for you. I said, no, let me go. Okay, escort me. Let's go. They say, no, sir, just tell us, what is it? We are in the car, we'll bring you. I said, okay, follow me now, let me go to the car. They say, no. I said, see the car now, just follow me. He said, no, sir, just wait here. I didn't know they were protecting me from dying. My wife would have been a widow. No, another man for don't marry him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And then that's how I was arrested. Later on, I think somebody came, and then I told them, please, my service pistol, because it's Air Force pistol. So my service pistol is in the car. Take it and go and return it to them. Sign it in. And so that they won't say their pistol is with me. Let somebody not go there and carry it. Another case will come. I will have died. I will have shot myself. But God prevented me. And I didn't know that God was moving me from the Nigeria Air Force to the Air Force of the Heavenly Forces. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I am a general of the army of the Lord. God repackaged my life. He will repackage your life, somebody here. I say he will repackage your life, somebody. Your marriage will be repackaged. Your business will be repackaged. Your health will be repackaged. Your education will be repackaged. Your ministry will be repackaged. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes. Let us stand up. He cares. He cares. Let's go on our feet. He cares. Never you give up hope. Life is up and down. You may be down now. Tomorrow you will be up again. So don't lose hope. Don't lose hope. I say it again. You may be down now. But you will not remain down forever. Tomorrow God will lift you up. And each time God lifts you, you become better than you were before. The latter end of Job was better than the beginning. So shall it be with every one of us. Because he cares. He cares, he cares. Tell everybody around you he cares. Tell everybody around you he cares. Oh yes, he cares. He cares. He cares, oh he cares. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He cares. And I'm speaking to people who care for him too. That's why we are here. Where will I take my problems to? With that in mind, any prayer point you offer now, with that in mind that he cares, be ready for your testimony. Lift up your right hand to heaven. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow in worship. Because he lives. Say, all fear is gone. Because I know
he holds my future.
My life is one.
I live in joy. Because
say one more time. Because he lives.
Because he lives. He lives. I can face tomorrow. He lives.
Because he lives.
He lives.
Oh, there is hope.
There is hope.
Because I know. My life is worth a living joy because
he lives.
Place that hand on your chest. Lord, you minister to me to tell the people you care. Confirm that you care. Just begin to meditate in every area of your life any river you think
uncrossable. God, any mountain you can tunnel through. God specializes in things not impossible, and he will do what no other power can do.
He specializes. It is not impossible. Lord, who is the person? Who are those you are bringing peace to their soul today through this exhortation? Give them the assurance that you care by stepping into the matter. Yes, Lord. Just begin to think. Close your eyes and be in the spirit. It's not how long you shout. It's not how much are you connected to him. What is that burden in your heart? What is that storm? Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Who is the person, Lord, you are talking to this night? Maybe the person is watching us. Maybe an online member sitting in your sitting room now. Maybe the other person that came here today crying and weeping, dejected, frustrated. It appears as if even God has forgotten you. He has not forgotten, he cares. God specializes in things not impossible, and he will do what no other power can do. Oh God, any river you think are uncrossable, God, any mountain specializing in things not impossible, and he will do what no other power can do. Very short prayer, the leper. He said, Lord, will thou make me clean? What is it you are believing God for? Which area of your life are you asking the Lord to intervene? Why not open your mouth? Like the centurion. Why not open your mouth? Like the leper. Why not open your mouth? Like the woman with the issue of blood. Why not open your mouth? And say, Lord, I know you can handle my problem. That's why I have chosen to come to you. I know you can turn things around. I know you can repackage me again and give me a better beginning. I know you can change my present estate. I know you can still the storm that is raging in my life now. I know you can rearrange my family again. I know you can bring peace to my life. I know you can rearrange my ministry again. Talk to him, talk to him.
You can't turn a true. God specializes in anything possible, and he will do what no other father can do. God and the river, you need our cross.
Oh yes,
God and the mountain, you can pour the truth. God specializes in this hardly possible.
No situation is above him. No Goliath that cannot come down bow before him. Talk to him.
And this is impossible.
Present that matter before him. Present it to him.
Oh,
you
can turn a truth.
Oh, talk to him. Whatever is the matter, whatever is the matter.
Impossible.
Oh, yes.
And he will do what no other can do.
Hallelujah. This is your opportunity.
Pleasure I see. It is
impossible.
Everyone of Jericho in your life today.
Yes, sir. His super
his promises. What are the trouble as they march around?
Hallelujah.
But yes, God, you think of what they move.
Yes, sir.
But every mountain, you can fall at me. What then shall I see? It is all impossible, and he will do what no other power can do.
This is our confidence.
God is the same, and his word is dependable. You make a way through the waters for you.
Even today,
life
situation, they are mendable. Oh yes,
mountains and hills, they will pass for you soon.
Hallelujah.
God is the river, you think I will cross the river?
Oh yes, Lord.
God is the mountain, you can cross it too.
Hallelujah.
What shall I see?
He will do what no man can do.
He
will do it.
What no other
power
can do.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
yes,
Lord. What shall I see? It is so impossible.
Oh yes, Lord.
And he will do what no other power can do.
Pray. Today is your time. Sort it out with him like blind Bartimaeus. Sort it out like blind Bartimaeus. Sort it out like the leper man. Pray. Don't keep quiet. This is your opportunity.
God is the same, and his word is dependable. He'll make a way through the water for you. Life situation by him are available. Mountains and hills, he will pass for you.
Oh, yes, Lord. Whatever is the situation, sort it out. Sort it out with
God.
He cares.
What shall I see? It is all impossible, and he would do what no other power can do.
Oh, hallelujah.
God has a reason. You see, God has a reason. God has a mountain. You have run on me. What shall I see? It is
pray.
Leave me there. Take your body to the Lord and leave me there. If you trust and never doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your body to the Lord and leave me there.
Oh, leave me there.
Leave me there.
He cares.
Yes. Take your body to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust and never doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your body to the Lord and leave it there.
Oh, leave it there.
Leave it there.
That's why we are here.
Leave it there.
Cast your body to body, for He cares. Whatever is your body, talk to Him, talk to Him.
Hey. He will surely bring you out. Take your body to the Lord and live it
to Him.
If you trust and never doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your body to the Lord and leave it there.
Yes, Lord. He cares. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. No doubt he cares. He said, while we were yet sinners, this is how God commended his love. Not because you love him, oh. While we were yet sinners, he died on the cross for us. What makes you think that he will overlook any problem that will come around you? Your hand again on your chest. Yes, Lord. Your hand on your chest. Please be in the spirit. Even now, somebody is experiencing peace. Even now. Your hand on your chest. The songwriter says, peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above, sweep over my spirit forever, I pray. In the fountainless billows of love. Even that peace is here now. Even that peace that comes from the Father above flows through the cross on Calvary, piercing through every mountain and every river that looks uncrossable, that we cannot tunnel through. He specializes on things thought impossible. If that person can answer me amen, and he's here, he can answer me amen. I say, from today, that storm is over. Because he cares. Maybe you're having pains, physical pains, emotional pains. Physical pains, even emotional pains are more painful than physical pains. When you have physical pains, you can take painkiller and you can have some relief momentarily, but emotional pains, there is no drug for it. Maybe anybody here is going through any pain at all. And that person can answer me amen now. I declare that pain over in the name of Jesus Christ. He cares. With your hand on your chest, I want somebody to reassure yourself by calling your own name and saying, Moses Alu, Jesus cares. I don't know how many people can say that. Can you say it now? You will say, Moses Alu, he cares. Say it. Say it again. No, God will confirm what I'm saying here to somebody. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Just say that, call your name and say he cares. Somebody here, a sickness in your body will disappear. Now. Moses Alu, he cares. Say it again. See, you will say it and mean it. You will put your mind in that area of your problem. Is it depths? Emotional attack? can't sleep? Is it a demon? A curse, a covenant, a negative condition in your family? Put your mind there and you will call your name and say he cares. You repeat it 4 times. Say it and mean it. Say to that situation, shall we go? Call your name. 4 times. You say very loud once and keep quiet and see my God in action. Somebody here, a demon that has tormented you all these years. I don't know how many years. Somebody saw 38 years. Another one was 12 years. Maybe yours is the day you were born. If you say it now, it will work out. Are we ready? Very loud. Shout your name. He cares. Shall we go? He cares. He cares for that pain you're going through. He cares that you don't have a job after you've graduated. He cares that at your age you are not yet married. He cares. He cares. He cares. Don't listen to any negative ministration. He cares. Don't listen to any testimony of others. He cares. Doctors say it is not curable. It's a lie. That's the reason he went to the cross on Calvary. By his stripes, we are healed. Oh, if your mind is still on that problem, can you tell that problem again by shouting your name and saying, he cares, shall we go? Can you say it again? Very loud. That storm of confusion all around you. Confusion, storm. You cannot sleep. You can't even answer phone calls. Your peace has been taken away. Whoever it is I'm talking to, and you can answer me for amen. That storm is over today in the name of Jesus Christ. One more time. You're going to answer me for amen again. Every negative situation around you that's bringing frustrations in your life, that has refused you to be where you are supposed to be, where you desire to be. If your person is here and you can answer me for amen, today that nonsense is over in the name of Jesus Christ. Uh-huh.